This is Rising Up with Sonali, and I'm your host, Sonali Kolhatkar. Our radio show is heard on Pacifica stations nationwide, and our TV program can be watched on Free Speech TV and on our website. The Women's March on Washington, D.C. and its myriad sister marches around the nation drew millions of Americans out onto the streets to express their collective disgust at the nation's new commander-in-chief. The most important question to emerge from the marches is, what's next? A number of organizations have formed since the election to offer a focus, particularly for newly active Americans, and we've covered several of them. Today, we turn to Together We Will USA, whose co-founder, Bethany Amborn, now joins us. Welcome to the program, Bethany.
Thank you for having me.
Tell me first when this organization first began and why.
The organization first began, like many of us, in Pantsuit Nation, which was a storytelling group on Facebook. And when Pantsuit Nation announced their storytelling focus that they were really intending on moving forward with that, we asked our groups if that's what they wanted to do, and overwhelmingly people wanted to go forward with political action. So that's how we started. We formed Together We Will to give a venue for that kind of political action.
And what specifically is the focus of this organization? Because there are plenty of political organizations already. What is it that you want to put together that other groups aren't doing already?
Well, what's very important is that Together We Will is mostly focused on the 70% of our membership that are new activists. So we've really focused on becoming a bridge to the many organizations that are already doing good work. And we've carved out a space for newcomers to learn and contribute immediately at all levels, and really pushing them to get into activism, to take that first step. So we're really more focused on engaging people, the people who, as a result of this election, really want to do something, and helping them find what it is to do. So we have a wide range of issues, and it's civil rights, women's rights, environment, all of those things.
So do you see this sort of as a clearinghouse for individuals to connect to existing organizations and existing efforts, or are you building movements on specific issues from the ground up?
Both, really both. So immediately at all levels, we're focusing a lot on education of the governmental process, so reclaiming our role in self-governance and what that means. So at the local level, groups are doing things like researching their city councils, even their school boards, starting to show up at school boards, all at the very local level. At the national level, we've identified policy areas that we're really focusing on and providing education for, and also strategic actions as an organization that we can all focus on across the country that can have broad impact on progressive movements.
So let's talk about the ways in which change can happen. I mean, there are individuals who feel like the best way to make political change is through the electoral process. And then there's lots of arguments and debates about whether the Democratic Party can be really relied upon to push a progressive agenda versus starting a new third party. Then there's the other strain of thought, which is that political change comes from the grassroots, from street actions, from petitions, from those kinds of basic grassroots actions, so that there's more of an adversarial relationship between citizen and elected official. And I'm wondering if there is one path among those various strains that your organization is more inclined towards.
There's no one path that we're more inclined towards. No. So Together We Will is most broadly focused on engaging those new activists. We have a healthy population of people who have been active for a long time, and those people are really, we're really looking to as leaders to help the 70%+ who are new to this engage. And that engagement is going to come in a variety of ways, all of them that you just described. So sometimes it will be pushing the Democratic Party farther left or holding their feet to the fire to uphold their promises, making sure that our elected officials know that we're watching, that we're visible, that we're vigilant, that we are paying attention to what they're doing, that we're going to be present in what they're doing much more than I think that we have been in the past. And sometimes it's going to be supporting what they're doing. For instance, we have an educational series right now about the DNC chair elections, what they are, why they're important, and on the candidates that are running, for people to inform themselves about our government and how it works and start getting involved in it.
So do you feel that a big part of what your organization would like to see is to push the Democratic Party leftward?
I think Together We Will is looking to have the best impact based on the item that's in front of us. So we have something like 17 key policy areas that we're really focused on nationally. Each one of those will have a little bit different of an answer to that question. It depends on where the party is. I think it would be fair to say that we're a progressive movement. The whole movement is rather progressive, and that if the Democratic Party were already addressing all of this, we wouldn't be here.
Right.
So it's fair to say, yes, that we're going to be pushing in several areas on the Democratic Party.
Now, white women overwhelmingly were involved in groups like Pantsuit Nation. We saw a lot of them showing up to the Women's March. And yet 53% of white women voters voted for Donald Trump. How does your organization address the issue of race, particularly given that Trump has used dog whistle style politics and race baiting to build up his campaign, and that in many ways what happened in November is a referendum on the United States' increasingly changing demographics and white racial resentment?
Absolutely. That's such a core issue to the march, to this movement, to all of these things that have been happening. And it's been a core all along. One of the big reasons that Together We Will chose to take this path forward was recognizing some of the dynamics that were happening, that people were expressing, that were happening in the Pantsuit Nation groups. So how we've addressed that, our leadership team is 50% people of color, two women of color. I'm a lesbian, and so our leadership team, we've really made sure that right from the core, we're coming from a perspective that's going to carry those values into everything that we do. And I think that's really where it starts. We've got a team that's focused specifically on addressing racialization and how we communicate around race, how we communicate in our groups, and educating white women in particular, like myself, about white privilege, what it means, what do people mean with white feminism, why is it a problem, really encouraging our groups to be willing to be uncomfortable, to have those discussions, and focusing a lot on teaching people how to step back and listen to voices that have been historically underrepresented, how to make space for that. And a lot of conversation around the difference between I'm not a racist and being actively anti-racism. So, and those conversations are ongoing. It's a huge education effort.
And those are hard conversations to have. They're necessary conversations to have. Sometimes groups fall apart over the tensions that arise from those conversations. It seems as though your organization is also primarily women-led.
Yeah, it really is. I don't know what the percentage is, but it's overwhelmingly female.
On your website, which we'll give out, actually, why don't you go ahead and give out that website, but on your website is some sort of nuts and bolts guides on how to actually engage in a group environment to build a movement. So give out the website and the kinds of resources that look quite practical that people can have at their fingertips for organizing.
Sure. The website is twwusa.org, And we've got a resource section on there for groups that has some, there's some Activism 101, some great documents that we've pulled together and compiled. Our one of our co-founders, Asada Ghaffari, has been instrumental in pulling all of those resources together with her team, working on political strategy. We've also got links to some other organizations that are doing really great things, like the Indivisible group and their guide. And
tell me a little bit about Indivisible. What is the Indivisible Guide?
The Indivisible Guide is a step-by-step kind of an instruction manual on how to engage in a local activism groups that was put together by Senate staffers. So there's a lot of groups across the country that are kind of following and paying attention to what they're doing, and they're organized by congressional district. So a lot of the most of the Together We Will groups are partnering with folks in their congressional districts and paying attention to and following that guide and engaging at the local level. For instance, on the 24th, we had a tremendous number of our local groups show up at their Senate offices for the Indivisible Day of Action.
And so this is basically an insider's guide to making Congress more accountable?
Yep.
And of course, this is quite crucial in these very early days of this new administration where Mr. Trump seems intent on making many of the campaign promises of his come true. He's doing a lot of them with congressional approval, even from those, and of course, Republican members of Congress, even from those members of Congress who, before the election, openly criticized some of the things that Trump did. It feels as though a lot of these government lawmakers, you know, are going to fall in line because they don't want to hurt their own careers. So it doesn't look like we can rely on them to look out for us. We kind of have to rely on ourselves.
Absolutely. And that's really what we mean when we say reclaiming our role in self-governance, right? I think that we have a tendency to conceive of government as outside of ourselves. It's an us and a them. And one of the things we're really focused on is that we are the government. We're doing a lot of work encouraging our members to run. We had over 25 that we know of TWW members running for the California ADEM elections a couple of weeks ago. And we've got, for instance, we have local groups that have education teams that are focused on getting people elected into the local school boards. After seeing how many of our elected officials start on school boards, we're really trying to get people in at the ground level. And that's a long-term game. That's not something that's going to happen, you know, in a day or a week or a month. This is a long-term strategy.
It sounds like the group's goals are quite ambitious, and broad at the same time, which can be a big challenge. I mean, are you open to people who feel like building an alternative third party, like the Socialist Alternative or the Green Party or whatever other party is a way forward, you know, but still share your progressive ideals? Or are you sort of picking and choosing those strategies that you feel are the most practical?
I would say both. We're not affiliated or focused on any party, so we're not a Democratic organization, or Democratic Party organization, I should say. So we have members that are registered Republicans that are seeking a more progressive agenda that don't agree with the administration and what they're doing. So I would say broadly, of course. I think when we come to what's effective, that's where that question gets a little harder to answer. What's effective? Is it effective to throw our weight behind those things? When it is, then we'll be doing it. I think the other thing that's really important is that TWW nationally is really focused on setting some political strategy and giving some guidance and education and providing tools and resources. But the local groups choose their own path. And what a local group in Southern California does and what a local group in the middle of Kentucky does are going to be very, very different things. And those groups are doing what they need to do and what makes sense for their area.
So new activists, you know, people who are politically liberal, but through watching the news and getting more and more angry about what's happening in the White House, and who want now to actually do something constructive and get politically active, what's a way for them to plug into your organization if they're watching or listening now and feel that this is a great starting point for them?
A really great way to start is to go to our website at twwusa.org and sign up for the newsletter. You can find that on the homepage and under actions to get the action alerts. They can also come to our Facebook page, which is Together We Will USA, and send us a message and ask to be joined into our Facebook group and join into the conversation that way. Another really great way is to just look at the locator on the site and find a local group around them. Lots of sites have locators. The Indivisible site has a locator. There's another strong group that came out of Pantsuit Nation called Action Together Network that has a locator of groups. They're a little bit more in the Southern and East Coast groups. So look anywhere, look everywhere, find some local groups near you and join them.
And again, of course, that website, twwusa.org. We'll post a link from our website later today. Bethany, good luck to you. Sounds like you and all of your colleagues have your work cut out for you, and appreciate the fact that you're doing something. Thanks so much.
Thank you. Thank you very much for having us. Thank you.
Bethany Amborn is my guest. She's the co-founder of Together We Will USA. This is Rising Up with Sonali. I'm your host, Sonali Kolhatkar. We're online at risingupwithsonali.com. You can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/RUWithSonali.